This is Dos Pequeños.
A funnier look at the paranormal in New Mexico, the world, and beyond.
I'm your co-host, Alex.
And I'm Eric. What's up, Alex?
Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. We kind of screwed up on the last spooky sheet, and we couldn't release it. So I felt bad. I wanted to apologize to the listeners because I still haven't got my shit together.
Well, I mean, we can be honest. It was we did it. When we do spooky sheet, we pick a story and we read it.
But we like picked the story,
but we didn't
in
like
the
story.
Moment.
Yeah, and the story wasn't very good.
And it was too late to bail. We were already we were in it.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was not a good episode. And you know, but us, we are a shit show. But there's almost so much shit that we can put out.
Well, I mean, it's fine if it's funny.
And it wasn't.
It was not funny.
It wasn't scary.
And it wasn't scary.
So.
It wasn't. It's just like, I didn't want to put that out there. Yeah. You guys would have hated it. I hated it.
Yeah. I remember us reading it and I was looking at you and we both just looked at each other like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah.
We kept hoping that it would like get better.
Yeah, and it didn't. It did not.
And it did not. It did not.
It was a stupid story about a guy who decides to go for a walk. And he sees some rock stacked up and he thinks that that's like spiritually significant. And then he grabs a rock and he goes back to his bed and he sees a ghost.
Yeah.
And then the ghost is showing him a rock.
And all the while he was talking about how serious he was.
And yeah.
Like,
and how
I'm a doctor.
I'm an atheist. Yeah. Whatever. Like,
this and that.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't. Yeah.
It wasn't good. Anyway, so we're not doing that. We're going to do a different one, different spooky sheet this time. So,
yeah.
But Alex, it's your turn.
It is my turn. And we'll make it up to you listeners with this one, I hope.
But before we do that, just don't forget, if you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/dospequeños or ko-fi.com/dospequeños. You can also follow us at Dos Spookenios. It's weird. It's like a theme there.
Yeah, it is.
DOSSPOOKQUENOS. Not a word. We made it up.
Yeah, and we made it difficult for people,
absolutely.
Didn't we? We did.
Absolutely.
We made it difficult. No,
we should have been Dos Spooky Guys or something.
You know? That's lame.
It is lame. Ours is more fun.
Actually, there's probably a podcast out there already called Two Spooky Boys.
Does this make us hipsters?
God, does it?
Are we too old to be hipsters?
Fuck, I think so. Okay. I am.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm older than you, so.
Yeah, way older.
Way. Like 25 years
or
so?
At least 25 years. All right, let's go.
Okay, I'm glad to be back here with you.
Me too.
It is my turn to bring the terror, and we're going to try to bring it today.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be discussing something that I actually surprised we haven't even talked about.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Is it a haunting?
No.
Is it the fact that Christ drives a Hyundai Elantra?
It's economical.
Yeah.
It's got a good warranty.
Yeah. He's prudent and frugal.
He's prudent.
Okay, let's see. Is it a...
I liked how you were like trying to decide. It was like, is it a haunting? Is it...
Yeah. Aliens?
No. Potentially.
Ooh. Okay. Cryptid?
Yeah. And that's like two cryptids in a row, but I don't care.
No, but we love cryptids.
Yeah.
Are you revisiting Bigfoot?
No, but we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially recently with some of the pictures and stuff that have been coming out.
Yeah, definitely need to revisit that one. Shit, I don't know.
It's a very famous one.
Okay, give me a hint.
Flies.
Mothman.
Yeah. Ding.
That's the first time it's ever happened in Dos Pequeños history.
Yeah, we guessed it correctly? Yeah. No, I think I've guessed it correctly, right?
Haven't you got close. You got close. You got very close.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
almost to the point where I thought I did, but
I'm super excited about this because I was going to cover this.
Okay.
Or, you know, last time we recorded or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I just started getting into it and it was like too much information and my like ADHD brain, I just couldn't deal with it. It was like too much. So I went into another rabbit hole, which was the New England one, which was awesome. So I'm excited that you're going to do this because it saves me all that work.
Yeah, it's still East Coast.
And
bound.
I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So when I was young, I remember hearing about Mothman. I think I even watched the movie, The Mothman Prophecies, but that was like in the 90s. Mm. I guess I wasn't young then. I don't know. That was when I was young. But
you were in your teenage years.
I was always thought it was like a Bat Boy, like Inquirer magazine type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Bat Boy. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, like, totally. That's totally what I always thought of with Mothman and like the Elvis sightings.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Spotted in Iowa.
Yeah, eating corn.
Store. ruffling through the Depends. But I recently watched a documentary on the Mothman, and I decided to make it happen and give it a whirl. And I actually went and looked to make sure that we didn't cover this already. I was like, wait, I feel like we did, but
yeah,
and maybe I've researched it before. And then also you changed my mind. Mm-hmm. But this time I dug my feet in. Let's go back in time.
Okay.
All right, so back when we had nearly 500,000 troops in Vietnam, major protests about that were also occurring.
Yeah.
The Batman television series began.
Race, Adam West.
Yeah, race riots in Atlanta. And
wait,
the black...
hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but can we talk about how that Batman was like totally a chola? The eyebrows.
I guess you're right. He did have eyebrows.
He had chola eyebrows.
Painted on eyebrows onto his actual mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were nice and thin.
Yeah, it was like a Sharpie line. Perfect. Perfect point. Okay, sorry. Just had to point that out. If you haven't seen that, we'll put it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So people can see that. Okay.
The race riots in Atlanta and the Black Power movement began, and a significant factor in American politics was, you know. Mm-hmm. And America experienced its first mass shooting in 1966 when that asshole sniper Charles Whitman shot and killed 16 people at the University of Texas. Mm-hmm. Also, Robert Speck murdered 8 nursing students in a Chicago dorm. You know?
Wow.
So it was kind of proof that there's no good old days.
I mean, that was not a great time for people.
No, it really wasn't.
Also, I think we should make a Batman is a Chola shirt.
Batman is a Chola. But have him like creepy cryptid
have
style, because we might get in some trademark issues.
Have him with like maybe a man with bat wings and pointy ears.
Mm, with Chola eyebrows.
And he's wearing a flannel that has one button done and the rest of them are open.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, two young couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallette, were near the old TNT area, which happened to be the World War II munitions plant. I guess that was a fun place to hang out or something, or maybe it was a makeout place for young teens. When one of them looked and saw something strange. On the side of the road, one of them saw a large figure with glowing red eyes. Linda described the creature as a slender, muscular man, said it was around 7 feet tall, and it had white wings. Like a moth, I guess. Mm. She tried to see its face, but had difficulties due to its red hypnotic eyes. The couples were scared for their lives, so they drove away super fast. The creature then took flight after the car, all the while making a weird screeching noise. It followed them all the way to Point Pleasant city limits. Then I guess it was like, that's too fucking far for me. I'm good. You guys take care.
Peace out, bro. Yeah.
A press conference was held soon afterwards, and it shared the story of the couples and what they saw. Deputy Halstead, who had known the couples all their lives, took this very seriously. They've never been any trouble, he told the investigators, and had no reason to doubt their stories. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not calling bullshit yet.
He told investigators and had no reason to doubt their stories, and many of the reporters who were present for the weird recounting felt the same way. The news of the strange sighting spread around the world, and the press dubbed the odd flying creature the Mothman, after a character from the popular Batman TV series.
Oh.
So, the lair of the Mothman seemed to be the old TNT factory. The area was comprised of several hundred acres of land, mainly woods, and some large concrete domes in which they made the explosives for the war. There was a network of tunnels that supposedly made it easy for the creature to get around unseen by the public. The area was a part of the McClintock Wildlife Station, which was a heavily forested animal preserve. This area was not really inhabited, so the creature could hide out easily there. The only people that started seeing the creature at first were fishermen, hunters, and teenagers that were making out in Lover's Lane. Houses there were very limited, but at one house owned by Ralph Thomas, the family there saw a funny red light in the sky that moved and hovered above the TNT plant. It wasn't an airplane, Miss Marcella Bennett, what it was. She drove down to Thomas' home and got out with her baby. Suddenly, a figure was seen near the automobile. It seemed as though it had been lying down. She later said it rose up and slowly from the ground. A big, gray thing, bigger than a man with terrible glowing eyes. She was so terrified that she actually dropped the baby. then picked up the kid and ran to the Thomas house. The family quickly locked up all the doors, but the creature could be seen walking around the home, peering into the windows. They quickly called the police, but of course, the creature had taken off by the time they arrived.
What are the police going to do?
I don't know. Especially back then. Like, yeah. Police weren't equipped for shit back then.
No.
They had these little tiny little revolvers. 38 revolvers.
Yeah.
And maybe a billy club. And yeah. They're way more equipped to deal with Mothman.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we haven't seen him in a bit. It definitely gives an eerie setting, though, thinking about this weird thing with red eyes peering in the windows and walking around your house and stuff.
It's creepy, for sure.
This all gave Miss Bennett so much anxiety that she would soon seek medical attention to get through with what she had been through. She said that she would often hear what only could be described as a woman screaming from the top of her lungs.
Carl! You fucking asshole!
Did you put out the garbage?
You're taking the kids to school, you son of a bitch!
The local paper caught wind of the story and really ran with it. Within a few days, the paper dubbed the creature the Mothman, and the whole town then decided to go to the location where it was spotted, of course.
Right.
And they all toted guns and were ready to shoot it down, because America, right? Mm-hmm. Mob tried hunting it down, but they did not find anything. But it did start the legend.
Ooh.
So during the next few days, other peeps in the area of the Pleasant Point started also reported seeing strange sightings. There were two firefighters who had spotted the creature and said it was a large bird with red eyes.
I have seen moths' eyes glow in like light.
They're a little reflective, right?
Yeah.
But not huge. Mm. And then the whole large bird thing makes me think of other things that we've talked about on this show, like thunderbirds and what they thought they were. Mm. A sheriff named George Johnson said that he believed that the sightings could be just due to people seeing an unusually large bird like a heron that he called a shite poke. But okay. The people that witnessed the creature knew it was merely not a bird. Is there a bird out there with a huge wingspan and hypnotic red gloating eyes?
Could it just be a trick of the light?
Contractor Newell Partridge said that around 10:30 that night, he lived in Salem, which is about 90 miles from Point Pleasant, was watching TV when suddenly the screen went black. He said that a strange pattern then filled the TV screen. He then heard a very loud whining type sound from outside the house that would raise pitch and then stop. And he said it sounded like a generator winding up. The man's dog, a German shepherd named Bandit, began to howl on the front porch. So he went out to see what was going on. And when he headed outside, Bandit was facing the barn around 150 yards away from the home. So he ran out there. He was concerned and puzzled, and he grabbed his flashlight and pointed it in the direction of the dog and spotted two glowing circles that looked like eyes or bicycle reflectors, quote unquote.
Okay.
The red eyes were moving, and he said that they were not animal eyes, and something about the red glowing eyes scared the shit out of him.
Moving like just wildly moving?
Well, sure. I'm like on a head, but
okay,
it was
okay.
Moving
like
around.
Head's moving.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just pictured these two like glowing balls like, floating around in space.
So then Bandit, who was a trained hunting dog, took off across the yard chasing after the eyes. He called desperately after the dog to get him to return to the house, but the dog paid him no mind, which makes me think that he wasn't that trained after all. The owner then went inside of the home to retrieve his gun, but as he went for the door, he found himself to be too scared to go back outside, and he said that he slept with his gun right next to Bandit all night that night. The next morning, Bandit did not return home. He never did.
Ooh.
So while reading the paper one morning, he read in the newspaper something that one member of the group who spotted the strange bird at the TNT plant said that, quote, as they entered the city limits of Point Pleasant, they saw the body of a large dog lying on the side of the road. A few minutes later, on the way back out of town, the dog was gone. They even stopped to look for the body, knowing that they had passed it just a few minutes before, but never found it. Also... So this actually might be one of the first reports of Mothman. Also, in 1966, two grave robbers in West Virginia, yeah, grave robbers. Like, they still did that shit in the
60s? That's an old-timey.
I'm like, in the 60s they were doing that shit? Here's the thing. I have read a few incidents on the same thing, but some say that they were grave robbers, and others say that they were just grave diggers.
Okay.
But anyway, the two reported seeing a very large black figure fly right over their heads as they were digging up a grave in a local cemetery. Now, in Point Pleasant, there was a bridge called Silver Bridge. Okay. It's used as the main way in and out of town. And on December 15th, 1967, the worst actually happened. The Christmas traffic was very heavy that day, and the bridge light system that let people know when they could be on the bridge apparently was like not working correctly. And because of all these factors, the bridge collapsed. Almost all that were on the bridge that day plummeted into the icy cold water. 46 people died.
Whoa.
And people said that you could see the presents actually floating from the holiday shopping just going down the river.
Jesus.
So a lot of trauma there.
Yeah.
Now, because of this disaster happening, a lot of people needed answers to why this occurred. And of course, people blamed Mothman for the act. Was he seen at the bridge? No.
No.
Was he seen in the sky flying and screeching and hypnotizing people with those glowing ass red eyes? No. Or was he?
Ooh, okay. Or is that just what they want you to think?
That's right. On that fateful day, the bridge collapsed. Locals said that he had seen the Mothman on the top of the Silver Bridge. The Silver Bridge was a suspension bridge right over the river, okay, Ohio River. And it connects Point Pleasant to Galley. I'm not going to say that part.
Some
take
town.
That out, yeah. After an investigation, it was determined that a suspension chain actually had broken. So now my question is, did the weight of all the extra cars on the bridge cause it to snap, or was it because the Mothman was just being a dick? So here is the thing, right?
It's tough to say.
The Mothman has been cited at many other terrible events, like the bridge was, okay? People have claimed to seen the creature right before earthquakes, huge tsunamis, and even right before 9/11 attacks. So this has led people to believe that he should be considered evil. And some people have said that the creature is either bad luck omen, that he actually causes these disasters, okay? While others say that he might just be able to see the future and is actually warning people of the doom soon to come their way. Which is like a nice way to think of it. Hey, the bridge doesn't look okay. There's a little problem up here, you know, or up.
Or like he's just one of the, like, did you ever watch that show Fringe?
No.
Okay. Well, like they have these guys that show up at like these horrible events and they're observers. They're just watching it.
Okay.
And they're like noting it.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah. And so maybe he's one of those. Maybe he's an observer. Maybe he's just like, I'm going to watch some shit burn because I like watching shit burn.
Well, if we remember with me talking about Thunderbirds, wasn't he like present? Thunderbirds were seen right before, or they were able to cause things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me think of that as well.
Interesting.
On that same tragic night, the James Lilley family, who still lived near the TNT plant at the time, counted more than 12 eerie lights that flashed above their home and then vanished into the forest.
My people.
Or maybe UFOs. I mean, that's what they were calling them. They were like Mothmen were being seen in UFOs all over the place. So West Virginia storyteller Jason Byrne said, quote, I think probably most people see him as more of a villain, but honestly, he could be both. And in many ways, he is both because there's no actual proof that he caused the collapse. He could have just been saying, hey, it's going to happen. Look out. I'm on the bridge pointing out the break here. There was a reporter named Mary Heyer who was the Point Pleasant correspondent for the Athens, Ohio paper called The Messenger. And she wrote a ton on the different sightings that were occurring. So check this out. After one very active weekend for the sightings, she received over 500 phone calls from different people who were reporting seeing strange lights in the sky. One evening, while working late, a gentleman walked through the door. She said that he was very short and had strange eyes that were covered with very thick glasses. He was said to have long black hair and that was squarely cut, a bowl cut, is what it says. She said that he spoke in a very low, halting voice and was asking for directions to West Virginia. And she figured the gentleman may have issues with his speech, but for some reason, the person really terrified her.
He's like, hello, human. Can you please give me directions?
She said that, quote, he kept getting closer and closer to me, and his funny eyes were staring at me almost hypnotically, end quote.
Weird.
So she was so alarmed that she called for the newspaper circulation manager to her office, and together they spoke to a strange little man. sounds like he needed a little backup, you know. Mm-hmm. She said at one point in the talk that she had answered the telephone and noticed the strange little man pick up a pen from her desk. She said that he looked at it as the thing had never seen it before, like, just like, whoa.
This is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
This is great. This thing writes.
It could just be a little person that is on LSD.
Maybe.
And that's why his eyes look weird.
She said, quote, as if he had never seen a pen before, and then grabbed the pen and laughed loudly and then ran out of the building. So sometime later.
I think my theory is right.
Yeah. Bye. Sometime later, she was crossing the street near the office when she saw the same weird little man. And he was shocked when he realized that she was watching him. So he turned away and quickly ran for a large black car that had suddenly driven up from around the corner. He jumped in and disappeared again. Hmm. So that same night, the reporter had the run-in with the strange little man. Identically described a man visited the homes of several witnesses in the area who had reported seeing the lights in the sky. He was said to make all of them very uneasy and uncomfortable, and while he claimed to be a reporter from Cambridge, Ohio, he inadvertently admitted that he did not know where Columbus, Ohio was, even though it was only two towns and a few miles apart. Sounds suspicious?
Yeah.
Like alien type-ish? Maybe.
Could be.
Well, during this time, there were lots of reports of strange lights in the sky. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people seem to think that the sightings of Mothman, as well as, you know, lights in the skies, and even the people were seeing Men in Black in that area were all related to each other.
This is the Men in Black.
Kinda.
Galaxy Defenders. Here come Men in Black.
And these sightings and occurrences
won't let you remember. Okay, now go ahead.
And these sightings and occurrences continue to happen. So John Keel, who was researched and written about many paranormal phenomena, disagrees with the idea of Mothman as being of alien origin. Keel did become a major researcher of the Mothman, and he stated that at least 100 people had witnessed the creature in just under a year. Most of the reports sounded very similar. Tall creature, wider than a large man, eyes that were kind of set near its shoulders, and that it had bat-like wings. The wings would apparently allow the creature to just go straight up into the air as well. When it would fly, it would make humming sound as well. And they also said that the creature had a murky gray or brown skin, and the creature did not speak, but it screeched. Miss Bennett also stated like it sounded like a screaming woman, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense. So Keel came to the Point Pleasant in 1966 and began collecting reports from the local residents. He was collecting reports on both the Mothman and the UFO sightings. And he was also collecting evidence from the TVs and the phones that reported having issues when all this was happening. There had been many reports of lights in the skies, especially around the TNT factory, and according to some of the reports, there were lots of cars having issues with stalling, especially around the plant. There were even a bunch of poltergeist cases reported during this time, and the typical stuff of doors opening and closing on their own, loud thumps from both inside and outside of the homes, as well as weird voices and, of course, more screams. So who was Mothman, and what was behind the strange events?
It sounds like Moth people.
It sounds like multiple.
Yeah, I don't think it's just one.
It was. People seem to be very sure that whatever it was not a hoax or mass hysteria. There were just too many people that were considered credible and of sane mind for it not to be right. Mm. And at the time, the best, most rational explanation that it was some kind of large bird, as like the heron or the sandhill crane. But so many people that witnessed the creature said that there was just no way it was fucking a bird.
Sandhill cranes are not that big.
They're big.
They're big, but not like that big.
Yeah. And their eyes are, and they do have red around their eyes.
They do.
But it's not necessarily glowing.
They
huge.
All have like huge beaks too. Yeah, that's not like, you would notice that.
So what is a logical explanation then?
Mass hysteria.
Okay. Keel, who Oxford believed that the Mothman was real, said that he suspected that a few of the cases were for people that may have just been scared by the recent reports and may actually have been seeing a large owl or something similar. Even if many of the reports were dismissed, there were many of the cases that seemed to be very reliable. And even the law enforcement in the area had made reports of the seeing Mothman. So let's just say the Mothman was real, okay? And what was going on with all the other paranormal happenings going on in the area, right? UFOs, poltergeist shit, weird lights in the sky, weird men in black.
Yeah.
And what up at the bridge? And was that paranormal or was that just fucking bad luck and bad engineering? Was that paranormal or just a tragic case? And Keel said that the Point Pleasant was considered a window area, a special place that was briefly scarred by all these occurrences. So he said that it may be wrong to blame the collapse on the bridge on something paranormal like the Mothman or UFOs, but with all the crazy intense things going on, that it might suggest a connection somehow. And others may have attributed to what was going on to the curse placed on the area in the 1700s called the Cornstalk Curse. And that's like a whole nother episode. I'm not going to get into that. So did these sightings happen anywhere else in the, or just this specific area? Was that a good question? Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. It did slowly move outward around the U.S. And apparently there are reports coming as far as Russia eventually. According to a Georgian newspaper, Russian ufologists claimed that Mothman sightings in Moscow foreshadowed the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. So he was spotted there right before that happened. Wow. So what the fuck is it then? One author by the name of Gitter said, quote, "To be clear, I don't think Mothman is real, but I do think that there is a combination of motivators for people who report these sightings. There are people who saw something and it's unclear what they saw. I'm sure that there are people who are seeing things for attention, and there are people in between," Gitter said. "I wouldn't be surprised if one of the motivators for the spread and the incubation of the myth is the small town. Everybody knows everybody and hears something interesting." Mm-hmm. Eventually, following the collapse of the Silver Bridge, it became, here's the meaning to why something bad had happened. And then it eventually became an economic draw for the small town. Now, wildlife biologist Robert L. Smith from West Virginia University told reporters that descriptions and sightings all fit the sandhill crane, which is a large American bird crane with almost as tall as a man and had a 7-foot wingspan, including circles of reddish color around the eyes. These birds may have wandered out of its migration route and was unrecognized at first because it was not native to the region, so they panicked and said, "Monster."
I don't see that as likely.
Okay. Yeah. I don't either. I feel like they're really skinny. But I mean, if there's, it is kind of a mass hysteria and people are scared and they see something, they're going to be like, that was it.
Yeah. But like the first sighting that you talked about, it was over 7 feet. And I grew up in fucking Socorro where we had the bus where they go. They used to be in my backyard all the time. So I just don't buy it.
So folklorist Jan Brunvand said that the Mothman has been covered widely in the press, and some even claiming a connection with UFOs. Another said it lived in a military storage site as well. Brunvand said, quote, "that recountings of the 1966 through 67 Mothman reports usually state that at least 100 people saw Mothman, with many more afraid to report their sightings. But observe that written sources for such stories consisted of children's books or sensationalized or undocumented accounts that failed to quote identifiable persons." She said that they had noticed that elements in common among the Mothman reports and much older folk tales, something that suggested something real may have triggered the scars and become woven with existing folklore.
Okay. I could see that.
A man named Joe Nickel said that the number of hoaxes followed the reports of the creature. An example of that is in the group of construction workers who tied flashlights to helium balloons. Nickel states that the Mothman stories are just sightings of, or just barred owls, suggesting that the Mothman's glowing eyes were actually a red effect caused by the reflection of the light from the flashlights or other bright light sources. Our buddy Benjamin Radford, points out that the only report of glowing red eyes was actually secondhand, and that was of Shirley Hensley quoting her father. So that was the only report, actually. But for some reason, it just stuck as a main detail of the creature. So some say that the Mothman was an alien or of a supernatural manifestation or a previously unknown species of animal. Point Pleasant held its first annual Mothman Festival in 2002, and it looks like a lot of fun. So it all began there when people were brainstorming creative ways to get people to visit Point Pleasant. Mm. And the group organizing the event chose Mothman to be the center of the festival due to its uniqueness and as a way to celebrate its local legacy in the town. So according to Jeff Wamsley, the event organizer, the average attendance for the Mothman Festival is an estimated 10 to 12,000 people per year. That's a lot of money coming in, right?
Okay, but is that for the festival?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to go then. That's too many people.
Yeah, for the festival, it's estimated 10 to 12,000 people
yeah,
a year.
No thanks.
There is a very cool 12-foot tall metallic statue of the creature created by an artist and sculptor named Bob Roach, and that was unveiled in 2003. So what do you think, man?
I definitely think it's mass hysteria on a level. Some of it's weird, like the weird little man and the reporter talking about him is really interesting to me. Like, I don't know how credible this reporter was, but that was strange.
Yeah.
And like the first sighting I thought seemed really interesting, but then it just kind of got wacky after that. So I'm going to go with probably mass hysteria with maybe the chance that at least one person saw something and then it just kind of spiraled out of control.
What do you think that one person might have seen?
Could have been an eagle.
Okay. What about the lady that was like, dropped your baby because
she's a bad parent.
Because the creature was like laying down next to the car or whatever. That sounds terrifying. It was like looking in through the windows and everything.
I mean, it could just be like a copycat pervert. He's like, I'm going to wear this like gray skin suit and yeah, just like creep around and fuck with people.
It's interesting part. It was the first couple of people that had seen the creature did not report actually seeing wings on the creature at all. And that it seemed like it had just jumped super high up. But then other people started saying that, yeah, they saw it with wings.
Could be alien sighting, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, and then, I mean, that's what a lot of people seem to think, is that there was all these lights in the sky all of a sudden, and they were like, well, maybe Mothman is just an alien that's kind of checking things out down here or something.
Yeah. I pictured like a potato with wings and legs.
I pictured like a thumb.
Wings, yeah, which like, is like the same shape.
With like
no neck.
No neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like neck to shoulder or like head to shoulder to torso.
Knees and toes.
To torso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a potato.
It's like a potato.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it being kind of interesting. I really like enjoyed researching and writing about this one.
Yeah.
It was fun. I like the stories.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting, too, that tragic bridge collapse happened at the same time and, like, all this other stuff was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just an interesting history.
We got to post some of the pictures that people have posted saying that this was Mothman they saw and maybe some of the bridge issues. And
I bet you there's some Reddit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, firsthand account. Well, you know.
Yeah, I didn't go to Reddit for this one, but I guarantee there's a lot because there was a ton of stories. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of stories of people seeing things, you know.
Do you think that any of it is real?
No. I mean, you know me, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I think that you're right. I think that somebody originally felt like they had seen something and it's frightened them and like kind of shook them back. And then it's like the game telephone, man. You tell one person one thing and they go, a person goes tell something and it changes a little bit and it changes a little bit. And then it becomes like everyone's seeing it all over the place all of a sudden because they want to be a part of the story too.
Right.
And, I think that's what it comes down to. And I'm not saying all those people, you know, in West Virginia are bullshitters. I'm just saying that it can easily happen.
We saw it in Roswell.
Yeah, we saw it here.
We called it out for here. So we're not just calling out West Virginia for no reason. Like, yeah. And if Ben Radford says it's not real, I believe him.
Yeah, you kind of have to be like, yeah, Ben's right.
Yeah.
You know, he does major research on these things.
He actually goes to those places and talks to people.
I thought it was interesting that was seemed to be one of the main things was like this creature was always spotted because of its eyes. Mm-hmm. And actually only one report had said that.
Yeah.
So
I like the vision of Mothman juggling his eyeballs.
Yeah. Or holding him like this. But I know that there's a fierce love for Mothman out there, too.
Like yeah.
He's almost up there with Bigfoot, I believe. You know, he's one of them.
He's kind of like a cult classic guy, right? Like people love him.
Like the spaghetti god.
He's beloved. The flying spaghetti god? Yeah. All right. Well, I liked it. I like the stories.
You're all, that was that.
No,
so.
Well, I just feel like I'm not I'm not 100% sold on there not having been something that happened, but I'm also not convinced that it's as big as they said it was. So I'm kind of like on the fence with this one.
Well, what have we seen with cryptids, right? Like somebody sees something and then they over-exaggerate it like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, what's something that was 4 feet is now it's 8 feet and it like doubles in size because it makes the story more interesting for one.
That's human nature too.
And it's like that hook. Like that's what's gonna get you. If you just say, "Hey, I saw this thing that was like weird and 2 feet long in the water."
I saw
like,
a stick.
Oh, cool.
In the water.
It's a fucking fish or something, bro. But if you're like, "Oh, but really, it was like
75 fucking, foot."
Yeah, it was the whole length of the pond. But you know, some of these, I like these stories because I felt was kind of putting myself there when I was reading it, and I was like, "Ooh, that's fucking scary."
Yeah, you did a really good job of telling that story in that way, and I was with you. I was with you the whole time. It's spooky as shit. I loved it.
Hopefully, they were with us too.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, stay spooky.
Peace.